got sweat from my head. I got tears streaming from my eyes. Dog days of all the law now. All I can do is cry. This ain't dog days of all, cause hell is beating white. I got a wrongdoing woman. I've got trouble in my life. Lord, ain't dog days of all, man. See the steam rising from the street. Funny dog days of all, cause the steam is rising from the street. I keep singing these lonesome blues, the shuffle of my feet. I'm standing one who's making love to her tonight. Funny dog days of August, Lord, devil's beating white. I got a wrongdoing woman, I got trouble in my life.
From a release entitled Classic Harmonica Blues from Smithsonian Folkways. That was John Cephas and Phil Wiggins with Dog Days of August. Classic tune. Plus we heard from Bumblebee Slim, recorded in the late 20s, early 30s, off of a disc called the Georgia Blues that Yazoo Records put out. Bumblebee Slim there, and No Woman, No Nickel. All right. We've got time for one last tune here for you on the Deep Blues Hour, at least this hour of the show. We're going to hear from Sonny Terry from his release, Sonny is King. This is Blues from the Bottom from 1963. Sonny Terry on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you.
to hear that guitar now.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. Listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from Elizabeth Cotton, who was discovered in her latter years, probably in the in her 60s or 70s, working as a house servant, but knew how to play the guitar and sing fine old blues. You're going to hear from her later, from 1965. Washboard Sam as well, singing something about a beer garden from the 1930s. Plus Betty Everett, recording for Cobra Records. It's all here in this hour, the Deep Blues Hour. We're going to start off, though, with Billy Boy Arnold from his Alligator CD called Back Where I Belong. This is You Got Me Wrong, Billy Boy Arnold, on the Deep Blues Hour.
Thank you. time to pay the note. You told me that you loved me. I gave you all my dough. As soon as I got broke, you said I had to go. You got me wrong. Oh, you got me wrong, baby. You got me wrong that time, baby. But I won't be wrong no more.
Rita's Italian Ice joins you in supporting WRCT. Rita's offers a variety of frozen treats, including its famous Italian Ice made fresh daily with real fruit, available in over 80 flavors. Rita's has several locations throughout the city of Pittsburgh, including a stand at 3712 Fifth Avenue near the University of Pittsburgh campus. For more information, visit their website at www.ritasice.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities.
Up to a lady's house, take her for a ride, pull up to the curb in my sky blue power glide. She saw me through the window and then began to grin. She could tell by the sight of it what shape my motor was in, 'cause I got a Cadillac, baby. You know it's really long and clean. One spin and you will know it's a Detroit loving machine. Now we drove down the boulevard to Woodward Avenue, and that's when she asked me just what my car could do. I said, you can be sure I will satisfy your soul. I don't need my hands and feet to drive when I turn on that cruise control. I got a Cadillac, baby. You know it really holds the road. And the real automatic shocks will help level any load. Cadillac, baby. You know it really holds the road.
and the real automatic shocks will help to level any load. So if your man ain't taking you to where you want to go, I'm the only cat that you'll ever need to know. Be sure to tell your girlfriend you never had such a thrill as you did going 20 miles an hour riding in my coupe de ville. Cause I got a Cadillac, baby. I get good loving to the mind. And with a sweet little girl like you, you know I've got to ride in style. I got a Cadillac, baby. Riding in my Cadillac. Got a Cadillac, little girl. Riding in my Cadillac. Don't you wanna ride? Ride in my Cadillac. Let's ride, baby. In my brand new. I like the way you look and I love your little car. I tried to restore, you know, to go very far. Talk to your baby and your mind's on a blank. I wanna put a tag on in your tank. Everything you do, you know you knocks me out. I want you to feel good where you can jump and shout. I have no money, you know, in the bank. I wanna put a tag on in your tank. I can raise your hood, I can clean your cars, check your transmission, then give you the bar. I don't care what the people think, I wanna put a tag, you know, in your tank. Your motor pops is fucking in. One thing left for you to do. Now give it a push and a title crank. I wanna put a tag on in your tank.
Tiger in Your Tank. That's from a 1960 release entitled Live at Newport, Newport Folk and Blues Festival, which I think, let's see here, track 12. Oh, it was actually recorded in 1960 in Chicago, but most of it on that disc was back at the Folk Festival, July 3rd, 1960. Still gotta love it. It's a great tune from Muddy Waters. Plus, we heard from Johnny Bassett and the Blues Insurgents. There they were with Cadillac Baby from their disc called Cadillac Blues. They're from Johnny Bassett. All right, let's hear next from Lowell Fulson from his release called Hold On. This is the title track from Bullseye Blues Records. Hold On. Lowell Fulson on the Deep Blues Hour.
If I could hold on a little longer, I know be a whole lot stronger. There is something holding me back. I get a funny kind of feeling I don't like.
Let's hold on. Went across town to my old spot. All I could find was a vacant lot. But I've been gone so long, so long, too long. Hold on, hold on, just hold on, hold on.
If you're outside of our coverage area, remember, you can listen to WRCT online. Live streaming available at www.wrct.org. WRCT Pittsburgh. You have no excuse not to listen.
Yeah.
the thing that I used to do. God, I ain't gonna do that no more. The thing that I used to do. God, I ain't gonna do that no more. I used to sit and hold your hand, baby, begging, please don't go. I used to search all night for you, baby, but you couldn't be found. I used to search all night for you, baby, Lord, but you couldn't be found. Well, you and your man were hood out on the outskirts of town. I'm gonna send you back to your mother, and I'm going back to my pappy too. I'm gonna send you back to your mama, and I'm going back to my pappy too. Well, there's nothing in the world I can do to get along with you.
From 1977, that was Big Joe Turner and The Things That I Used to Do. That's the title track to his Pablo record. back from 1977. Big Joe Turner right there. Plus we heard from Betty Everett recording for Cobra Records. That was My Love from Betty Everett. All right, up next, let's hear from John Lee Hooker from his release called Madman Blues. An LP came out through Chess Records in 1974. This is High Priced Woman, John Lee Hooker on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
And I got to let you go. I love you, baby. Just ain't got to cry. Yes, baby. I got to let you go. That's why I'm going back home. Get my old gal suit.
Cell phone. We need to talk about something. Something serious. I know you love me. I know you like using me wherever you are, but I feel like this isn't working out when you're driving. I know you may think that it's possible to focus both on me and the road, but I just don't feel the same way. I think we should spend time away from each other when you're driving. It's for the best.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Hey, boy. Thank you.
Instrumental there from Robert Shaw on his piano called The Fives from 1963 and our holy disc called The Ma Grinder there from Robert Shaw. As we heard from Washboard Sam, that was the Beer Garden Blues recorded 1937, far earlier than I would have otherwise thought. Washboard Sam here on the Deep Blues Hour. Let's hear next from R.L. Burnside from North Mississippi. This is off of the Fat Possum record label out of Oxford, Mississippi. His first recordings, this is Sat Down on My Bed and Cried from 1968. R.L. Burnside on the Deep Blues Hour.
Satisfied. Yeah, you know the nightmare jumped on me. Oh Lord, they rode me all night. Nightmare jumped on me. Oh Lord, they rode me all night long. Yeah, and I woke up and find another dream. That's why I'm singing a lonesome song.
To WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
Tune from the 1920s. That was the Man Trouble Blues by J. Bird Coleman. That's off of a Yazoo record called Harmonica Blues. Great harmonica performances from the 20s and 30s. That was from the early part of that from J. Bird Coleman. Plus we heard from Elizabeth Cotton, a fine instrumental from her release called Shake Sugaree that came out in 1965 on Smithsonian Folkways Releases. Just about the time when, or just a couple years after, she was discovered working as a servant in a house back in the 1960s, but with an incredible musical ability, and started recording. So we appreciate that. Elizabeth Cotton, that was called Delia, or Delia, Delia, D-E-L-I-A, so I guess that's Delia, from her release called Shake Sugaree. All right. We're going to wrap up this hour of the Deep Blues Hour with a few tunes. We're going to hear from Otis Spann plus also Jesse Fuller out in San Francisco. But first, Robert Pete Williams. Here he is with Free Again, Robert Pete Williams on the Deep Blues Hour.
You know, I got my fresh on you today. I want to make them all happy. Two friends, what I meant to say. And my son. We eyes on the street today. Boy, that told him all the drapes on me today. I got bottles on my mind. I'm a ball, baby. Till the sun go down. I'm a ball, baby. Till the evening sun go down. I left home this morning. I'm gonna leave you a woman.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Have discipline, we need to have strategy, we need to have a deep critique of capitalism, right? But I also think that doesn't mean, again, that we're just telling people these are your marching orders. I mean, I think we really have to cultivate a community of critical, responsive, engaged, curious people, right? And that it's like, to me, if you want to actually build power and be a leftist, then it's just not about your voice, your opinions, your righteousness. It really is about becoming part of a collective project.
That's Astra Taylor, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Astra Taylor and Rebecca Solnit on Remake the World. While we are regaled with images of Mars, back here on Earth, our planet and its people are in distress. The eco-crisis continues unabated. There are wars and the threats of wars. And of course, the coronavirus. The pandemic has not only taken millions of lives, it has revealed in graphic terms the acute inequalities between the haves and the have-nots. Rapacious capitalism preys on insecurity. It creates a class of vulnerable people who are easily exploited. To secure a brighter, more equitable, and just future, a radical transformation of our economy and society is required. As Astra Taylor warns us, we either shift course or race off the cliff, taking the future down with us. Our guests today are Astra Taylor and Rebecca Solnit. Astra Taylor is a documentary filmmaker, writer, and political organizer. She's co-founder of the Debt Collective, a union for debtors. And she's the author of Democracy May Not Exist and Remake the World. Rebecca Solnit is a writer, historian, and activist. She's a columnist for The Guardian and the author of many books, including Men Explain Things to Me and Hope in the Dark. Astra Taylor was in Brooklyn, and Rebecca Solnit was in San Francisco for this online event hosted by Haymarket Books. Rebecca Solnit begins.
I wanted to start by acknowledging that today is May 4th, and the Howard Zinn website puts it this way. On May 4th, 1886, a peaceful demonstration in Chicago for the eight-hour day ended in tragedy when the police barged in and a bomb was thrown and exploded. Although no one knew who threw the bomb, eight labor organizers, all known anarchists, were blamed and tried for the conspiracy. Despite there being no evidence tying the eight men to the bombing and the fact that several men were not even present at the demonstration that day, these men were singled out for their political beliefs. That's where Haymarket gets its name, and Haymarket's own website when says, "We take inspiration and courage from our namesakes, the Haymarket martyrs, who gave their lives fighting for a better world. Their 1886 struggle for the eight-hour day, which gave us May Day, the International Workers' Holiday, reminds workers around the world that ordinary people can organize and struggle for their own liberation." But Astra, I also wanted to talk about another anniversary. We're coming up on the 10-year anniversary of Occupy Wall Street, which I think was a real turning point for your life. And I wanted to quote a passage to start from your essay, Failing Better, that touches on Occupy, could touch on what happened with the Haymarket demonstration. In Failing Better, you write, "If a commune lasted a few years or even a decade, was it a